Hey, how y'all doing today? I'm Sean Wilson. So I was listening to my personal practice session to some Bill Evans, and I heard some of his amazing intros. I mean, goodness, this guy's intros are so colorful and so tasty. And so I want to show you today, I want to show you two intros, one that could be used for major voicings and one that could be, oh crap, look at, what's this, my hat? And I got a new hat. Oh, dang. What y'all think of my hat? Y'all gonna have to tell me what you think about this hat. I'm gonna play the intro, but I gotta scoot back so y'all can see the whole hat. What y'all think? Y'all like this one better than last week? That intro, man. That intro. Let's go from the top. So check this out. But what we need, what we got to do to play this intro, and I love this intro, is that it ends on an A minor, right? So what I'm going to have to do, is get a song that's in A minor, right? Or a Christmas song that's in any minor key. So songs I'm thinking of, like, What Child Is This? I don't know how many of you guys know that. What child is this? Ooh, to rest. You know that song? On Mary's lap. And there's also, you've got, Mary, Did You Know's in a minor key. Mary, baby, Mary, did you know? Okay, so what we can do is, and this song's about intro, so we can use this Bill Evans intro to lead into one of those songs. So check it out. Let's listen to that beginning intro again. Okay. I got my special hat on, so it gives me superpowers. Maybe I can hear all this stuff, right? So check this out. If you're new to the channel, this is what I do. Y'all go check out last week, Oh Holy Night. I had a different hat on, so that's already my number one video for the Christmas season. Yeah, see that? Let's do that again. Let's do it again. Yeah, they want that. So what you want to do is you want to hit with the left hand, you hit a B. In the right hand, you're going to hit a D minor chord. Y'all know how to do inversions, right? Inversions is something that I teach on my website. Okay, so check that out. But what you want to do is you want to do a D minor inversion. See, this is a D minor chord. So this is a D minor inversion. So you're going to keep going up. See, this is a D minor chord. Take the F, put it on top. Take the A, put that on top. And then, but the next chord quality is an A flat. It is an inverted A flat key. So it's gonna be this. E flat, A flat, C. So it's gonna sound like this. This is just a weird, colorful voicing. It's weird in a good way. And then after you do this voicing here, take this C down a half step and go to a B. And then I want you to do this voicing here. And this is the D, G, C, and this leads us right into our A. So it sounds like this. All right, so try that with me. So you hit that B, hit the B with the left hand. And then hit an F. And then hit an E. Right? And then you have your what child. Okay, so let me see how I can use this as an intro here. Let me tell you the left hand as well. So when you start here, when you go up to this chord here, hit a D in the left hand. So it'll be like this. The first chord's right hand only. And the second chord, when you go up to the, when you invert it, hit a D with the left hand. And then when you hit the A flat chord, hit a F chord, which is gonna be an F minor 7. It's going to go to F minor 7 flat 5, and then you're going to have this voicing. But I like this voicing here. I'm going to add my own little sound here by putting a G flat here, and I'm G sharp, and omitting the E, so it'll sound like this. That sounds really nicey. See how that sounds? So let's go into that. I think I want a little bit more EP on this. So check this out. I'm gonna do what child is this? song? Sleeping. Right. So sounds really nice. Let's try that same intro on Maybe Did You Know? Well, I would probably just try the this one's gonna sound better without all that stuff. I think piano sounds good. Right, and then excuse me, so they work great for minor songs, or any song, anytime you want to go to A minor. Obviously you could change the key and do it in that too. So this is a great, so go ahead and steal that intro. And by the way, if you're a bass player, you need to know what the bass notes are if you're playing with the keyboard. So it's really the bass to get to this A. You're starting on, if A is the one, you're starting on the 2 6 5 1. So it'll be 2. This is the 6. That's a minor chord. Then the 5 1. Okay, so dun, 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 dun. All right, so that's kind of the, and that helps you too, if, even if you're not a bass player, to kind of know what's happening here, right? Minor 7 flat 5, minor chord, dominant chord, and then back to your minor. Okay. All right, let's go to that second one. Okay, let's look at our second intro now, to get to a minor, to get to major voicings. This song is Bill Evans, Coming From My Foolish Heart, and the intro is already over. I want you to hear it again. So this also goes to A. So both of these intros are going to A, but this one's going to A major. And I want to show you that intro because it was such a nice sounding intro. I want to play it one more time. And it goes into an A. So now we need Christmas songs that start on major voicings. Stuff like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you know that one. Right, and then you could, Silent Night. Silent Night. Right, so let's use this intro, let's show you what it is. So basically what he does is E, F, G, A, C, E, F. Okay, in another video I talked about chord anchoring. That means knowing when certain chords happen, right? So the first chord would be, so this chord right here, which is like a chordal voicing. Okay, and when you hit this chord, you want to hit an E at the bottom. And then after this, the second chord you need to know is a B flat chord, which is B flat D F. Sort of sound like this all together with the right hand. And the only thing that's happening in the left hand is to play an E when you hit this chord. Okay? So it sounds like this. But I'm going to change this up a little bit, okay? Now this, remember, this is leading us to A major. I'm changing this up a little bit. I see that G sharp. That's the same thing I did in the last one. These intros are very similar. Okay? And actually, I even like changing this chord of voicing. I'm going to change that to this. This is a gospel channel, so I'm making these have a little bit more gospel voicings in them. And so we'll do this. We also have a D here and a G sharp here. So we've just gospelized, as a new word, our Bill Evans tune. So check this out. And then, right, Silent Night. And keep on going. That's not the chord I wanted. That's a mess up chord. I'm gonna keep it in the video. Let's see. Instead of holy and da da da, I don't wanna start on the four, I'm gonna start sharp. Where am I supposed to be at? Oh, I'll just play this intro out. I'll finish and do the intro. And then, check this out. Check this out. I'm going to go to C. Right? So, something cool about this intro is, and you theory guys can talk about this in the comments, because this intro, in the video, he goes to A. I didn't change any of the notes. I took it to C. I could have easily taken the exact same intro to B. So some of you guys get stuck in doing certain movements have to be to certain chords. Certain movements have to be to certain keys. The key is just a collection of notes, okay? Go watch my other video, YouTube video, where we really go into the difference between a tonic, a key, and how I use my ear to do this. But this is really interesting that this here went to C. And it sounds perfect in C. But check this out. The same voicing could go to B. Same voicing can go to B. And I know I'm kind of going off the topic, but this is the intro. But I'm just kind of showing you the power of this and how to extend it. Because I could actually take it to... So check this out. I'm doing this intro here. Right? It worked. Now he does it for A, and this is why we gotta use our ear, man. You gotta use your ear, because your ear, instead of relying on the theory, you wanna learn theory. But when you rely on your ear to make placement decisions, and I keep saying that on my videos, because then you'll hear, with this song here, you'll hear where you can use this. What does this sound like? Is there a Christmas song we can get out of that? Right? Can you hear something? Go buy yourself a hat. Get yourself some special powers, so you can find out what kind of song you can use that for. How about it came upon a midnight clear. Y'all hearing this, man? Go grab stuff from people, man. Put it in your songs. It gets so fun. I want you to be passionate about music. Don't see it as a chore, folks. This is our passion. It's what we do over here. Thanks for watching.